Talk to me.
Welcome to Entrepreneur Magazine's Product Sourcing Show with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowie.
And thanks for joining us today. I'm Chris Malta.
And I'm Rob Cowie.
When you sell online, you need products to sell. For the best possible profit margins, you need to work with wholesale suppliers of those products. When you work with wholesale suppliers, you must work directly with factory authorized wholesalers. If you don't, you could easily end up working with a middleman whom you only think is a real wholesaler and will eat up your profits before you even earn them. Now, joining us today is Don Beavers, sales manager of VertexAirsoft.com, who is an actual factory-authorized wholesale supplier. Don's here with us today to talk about what it really means to be a factory-authorized wholesaler and how true wholesalers fit into the supply chain. Don, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here today. We appreciate it. Let's start with a general overview of the supply chain, Don. Can you please describe the basic product supply chain for us?
Certainly. Typically, the retail merchant is dependent on wholesalers to maintain a stocking inventory of products. We're a toy wholesaler. Since most toy products these days originate in China or Taiwan, items ordered from the factory can take as long as 2 months to arrive in the retailer from the time of order. To make their products more readily available, most factories utilize a wholesale dealer network to provide local stocking inventory from which small and medium-sized retailers can draw their products from. That reduces the time needed to get goods to market down to a few days instead of a few months.
Right, right. Makes tremendous amount of sense not to have to go directly overseas, doesn't it?
It certainly does.
So within that supply chain then, what's the function of an authorized wholesale distributor? And maybe even if you can emphasize what that authorized means.
Sure. It's really the responsibility of the wholesaler to not only maintain an inventory sufficient in size, but in variety to service the needs of the retailers. Most retailers would find even a 20-foot container of merchandise, which is the smallest available, too large of an investment for their business. Since we stock items in fairly large quantity, they don't have to buy directly from the factory. We serve a function for the factory, too, in that they can't really be dealing with small retailers here. So they authorize us or grant us a license to sell their product, to service their product, and to educate retailers about their product line. Most of our retailers would only actually want to stock a dozen or so of the fast-selling items, but they need to be able to have access to the slower-moving and the more expensive items.
Sure.
And to have an education as to what those products are. So wholesalers, modern wholesalers, are moving more towards not just a warehouse, but also education in a distribution hub.
Huh. And, you know, Don, your company is represented in our worldwide branch directories, of course, and we talk to people all the time. We have questions from people who think they should be able to go directly to a manufacturer. And, you know, what you just said, kind of explains part of that. Manufacturers are not the place to go to directly buy merchandise, correct?
No, not at all.
And as you said, I mean, what we tell people, Don, is that the infrastructure, the wholesalers have the infrastructure that the manufacturers need to distribute their products, right?
Exactly. It is indeed quite difficult and very costly to arrange direct relationships, especially offshore. There's a timely interview process to become authorized and significant negotiations on minimum stocking levels and pricing. But the most difficult part can be the importation of the products themselves. Believe it or not, importation of some toy items, such as laser pointers, even require FDA approval. It's quite complicated. The rules consistently change with customs and import regulations. It's quite a task to get everything coordinated.
Right, right. So can you explain what's involved in becoming authorized? By a manufacturer?
Well, normally there's a very long application process where they check your ability to handle, of course, the financial part of it. You have to stock a fairly deep inventory. They check your reputation fairly well as far as who else you've distributed for. And it's a very long involved process. There's minimum inventory levels on specific items. Most factories want you to be what's called a full-line distributor. They don't want you to just take their fastest-moving items and sell them. They make a complete variety of products, and they count on us to stock and distribute those items throughout our marketing area.
Don, you know, a few years ago, I actually was part of a wholesale company that became factory authorized for a wholesaler or a manufacturer in Pennsylvania. So, you know, I'm very familiar with the process. You know, they go through and they, you know, even if you're a startup wholesaler, for example, especially if you're a startup wholesaler, they go through your credit, they go through your banking history, they go through your personal history. They want to know who you are, who you've worked with, just like you said. And that's a very complicated process, and they do that because it's easier for them, is it not, to authorize a few wholesale companies than it is, of course, to distribute the products themselves.
Without right. question. And we represent them, so they want to make sure they're represented by somebody that that is worthy.
And they want to make sure that you're not going to go out of business tomorrow, and you're going to have
right.
a bunch of your their inventory in your warehouse, and they can't get it back. I mean, it's, you know, being a factory authorized wholesaler is really is not an easy thing to be, and it's a very important company to work with. And the fact is that it's a company that you have to work with. If you want to buy products at wholesale, you're not going to go directly to the manufacturer for many of the reasons we've just discussed.
Exactly.
Now, right. I would imagine that from, you know, distributor to distributor, there's a different reason for this. But what are the why do they limit the number of authorized wholesalers? Is it a regional question? Is it I guess quality control too would be some of the factors. But why are some of those reasons why they limit the number of authorized distributors?
It's to protect their distribution chain primarily, and the reason is there are so few people out there that have a true grasp on what it means to be a modern wholesaler. And there is such a huge investment, not just in inventory, but in training and marketing products. What they don't want to do is degrade their product line by having too many distributors and none of them qualified. And it's also exceedingly unfair to have a top quality wholesaler out there really do a good job for you and then bring in somebody that really doesn't know what they're doing, and they pretty much just go out and cut prices on everything. And right. certainly there's a need for that in the economy. You have to keep prices low, but you dance with the one that brung you.
Yeah, yeah, good point. Yeah. What about manufacturers advertised pricing, Don, MAP pricing, as everyone knows it? That's basically a pricing standard that manufacturers really would like their factory-authorized wholesalers to stick with, correct?
Actually, it's more in line with what the retailers sell it for.
That's what the retailers sell it for.
That's the authorized pricing that would be displayed in newspapers or magazines or on the Internet and such. And what they try to do is it's a very difficult situation. You want your retailers and your wholesalers to make money. That's what the business is all about. And you want to get goods to market. And if you have retailers that don't understand the value of what it is they're providing by getting those goods to the consumers and by educating the consumers and by spending money on advertising, there are many of them out there that just say, well, I can make money just by selling at a cheaper price than the next guy. Manufacturers, you would think, would love that concept, but they don't, because they know that if their retailers and their wholesalers don't make money, they don't stay in business.
Yep.
And if you have a race to the bottom on pricing to see who can sell it cheapest, especially on a site like eBay, where literally in a matter of minutes you can go in and cut somebody's price by 10 or 15%, it serves no one any good. It doesn't even serve the consumer good, because the consumer loses out, because at the end of the day he has less suppliers, less opportunities. And usually the guy with the lowest price also has the lowest feedback rating and also has the lowest chance of being in business long-term to service their needs in the future.
Right, that's right. What we tell people. And MAP pricing, I'm sorry, Rob.
No problem.
Don't mean to jump in on you, but MAP pricing is basically set by the manufacturer, but it then is. the wholesale distributor kind of polices that with the retailers?
It is our job to enforce it, yes.
Right, and what happens if someone breaks MAP pricing? Now, I know that not all products are MAP priced. You know, you kind of run across, some here and there with most wholesalers. But, you know, what happens when you find someone who's selling below?
Well, as a rule, you would give them a warning. And, again, being a wholesaler is no longer just being a distribution hub. It's also education. and it's assistance with marketing. And if we see a retailer that is struggling, that doesn't have a concept of what it is we do, it's our job to educate them and to explain to them why they legitimately have to have a minimum authorized price for them and for us to stay in business. And price cutting is not the answer in most cases for staying in business. All it does is deteriorate our marketplace. You have to have profits at the end of the day for everybody in the distribution chain to earn a living and to stay in business. And that's why MAP pricing can be extremely important. The wholesaler is and the manufacturer are trying to make sure the retailers don't actually hurt themselves. And if we have a problem with somebody failing to follow the rules, then they don't get to be a retailer anymore.
Right.
And now, this doesn't exclude e-tailers versus retailers, right? I mean,
well, there's no exclusion in that. A product in modern distribution, it can be sold in a lot of different ways. We all have to play the same.
Let's talk
role.
More about that when we come back right after the break, because I got more questions there.
It is time for a quick break. If you want to stay up to date with the latest product sourcing news, check for upcoming trade shows and find spotlighted suppliers you can use in your e-biz. Check out productsourcingnews.com, where our free newsletter will give you all that information. We'll continue learning more with Don Beavers when we return. I'm Chris Malta.
And I'm Rob Cowan.
You're listening to Entrepreneur Magazine's Product Sourcing Show with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowie.
If you've ever thought about starting your own home-based internet business, this may be the most important message you'll ever hear. The internet is a fantasy land of get-rich schemes, scam artists, and other crooks that can't wait to rip you off and leave you with nothing to show for it. Don't let them cheat you. Find out how to start your own internet business the right way without falling into the traps that are out there waiting for you everywhere. Go to worldwidebrands.com and download the free ebook, Starting Your Internet Business Right by Chris Malta. Chris is the product sourcing editor for eBay Radio, the host of the Entrepreneur Magazine eBiz Radio Show, and an eBay certified solution provider. Over 500,000 people have downloaded Chris's free ebook to find out the truth about internet marketing. And the good news is you can run a successful internet business from your home. Find out how with this free ebook. Go to worldwidebrands.com now.
The Entrepreneur Magazine Radio Network is pleased to announce the grand opening of the BizRadioMall.com, a virtual mall stocked full of products and services you won't find anywhere else. Tools to start or grow your business, services to improve your bottom line or increase sales, special offers and discounts only available through this mall. Simply log on to www.BizRadioMall.com and stroll through the many stores we now have open. All products and services you see are from our hosts, partners, and advertisers, so you know that what you see is what you'll get. The Biz Radio Mall is also a featured eBay store. Shop, buy, and pay for immediate delivery. The Biz Radio Mall also has items for your health, mind, and body. Take a moment and see what we have for you and your business. That's BizRadioMall.com. Check back frequently as the mall is opening new stores on a regular basis. That's www.BizRadioMall.com, another service of the Entrepreneur Magazine Radio Network.
Introducing NoMoreWebmasters.com. That's right. No middleman, no expensive fees to pay. You build your own website, choosing from over 100 templates, even if you have never built a website in your life. At NoMoreWebmasters.com, it's easy. Reserve your own domain name for only $7.85 for 1 year. If you want NoMoreWebmasters.com to host your site, hosting for a basic 5-page website is only $4.95 a month. Advanced e-commerce sites are available as well. NoMoreWebmasters.com can help you do it all yourself with simple point-and-click directions. No programs to learn or download. It's fun and easy. For business or for pleasure, your own website hosted for just $4.95 a month and a domain name for $7.85 a year. The name says it all, NoMoreWebmasters.com. Log on now to choose your own domain name. NoMoreWebmasters.com, your one-stop shopping on the Internet place.
They say you never get a second chance to make a first impression. Since email is the number one form of communication these days, it just makes sense that every email you send looks professional and promotes your company, website, products, and services. We are emailthatsells.com, And our revolutionary on-letterhead system makes every email you send look like your company's letterhead, website, and marketing materials rolled into one. Plus direct links back to your information. Small businesses look better than the big guys. Make your email stand out from the rest. To see what one of our emails actually looks like, log on to emailthatsells.com and request a sample email. Or take us for a free 30-day test drive. That's how confident we are that you will see the results within the first 30 days. Think of how many emails you send each day. Log on to emailthatsells.com. The domain name says it all. Emailthatsells.com.
If you've ever missed an eBay auction because you weren't at a computer, you've got to try this free service from unwiredbuyer.com. Now you can bid at eBay auctions from anywhere using your cell phone. Here's how it works. 3 minutes before the auction ends, you'll get a call.
This is Unwired Buyer calling about your eBay auction status. Please enter your 4-digit PIN number now. Currently, you are not the high bidder. To enter the minimum bid of $12, press pound. Congratulations! Your bid placed through Unwired Buyer was successful. Currently, you are the high bidder.
If anybody outbids you, Unwired Buyer immediately lets you know, so you can place your bid so fast you can oftentimes beat out sniping software. If you want to hear this message more often,
you have won the auction. Please check your email for information from eBay.
Then go to unwiredbuyer.com and register for free. Unwiredbuyer.com.
While you are listening to our radio network, log on to entrepreneur.com. All business, all the time.